الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد القارئ للقرآن المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم البيان. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we were speaking about the different trials and tests that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam underwent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put the most beloved of people, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time to the test. And we were speaking about the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to sacrifice and slaughter his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that commandment in the dream. In that particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was old enough to move about and to roam around with his father, he said to his son, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam, that I see in my dream, anni adbahuka fanzur madha tara, that I am slaughtering you, so see what you think, fanzur madha tara. And we said that the reason why he consulted him was just for him to also feel comfortable with this commandment that is given to Nabi Ibrahim in the dream. Qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam tells his father, O my beloved father, do as you are commanded by Allah. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Insha'Allah, you will find me from the patient ones. Now when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he takes his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to a place called Mina. And there at Mina, falamma aslama, both of them complied and submitted to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Watallahu liljabin. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam placed Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam on his side. Jabin actually refers to the side of the head, which actually refers to the temple. So he placed him on this side of his head. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. At that particular time, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was on the ground. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam now has placed a knife on the throat of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's about to slaughter his son. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. At that particular time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we call out to him that, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, that you have already fulfilled the dream. In other words, you are true to your word that you do really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have brought the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the love of the creation of Allah. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Allah says, indeed, thus do we reward all good doers. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. Indeed, this was a clear test for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then what did Allah do after that? Wafadaynahu bi dhibhin azim. Because Nabi Ibrahim was true in this test of his, he passed this test, as Allah says in Quran, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And there's another verse that comes in Quran, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was true, and he fulfilled that he passed that test. So Allah says, because of that, Allah then ransomed him with a great ram that came from Jannah. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And Allah preserved for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam a fair praise among his posterity. In other words, for people to come in the latter times, all of them will always speak good of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Salam, wa Allah says, so peace be upon Nabi Ibrahim from our side. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِرِينَ. Allah says, Like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward all good doers. In other words, this reward is not only for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Whoever from the makhluk of Allah is to do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him with good as well. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'mineen. And then Allah says, Nabi Ibrahim was from the genuine believing slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam complied with the commandment that was given to him by Allah, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him, and Allah gives him glad tidings of a son whose name is Ishaq, and he will be a Nabi also. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ إِسْحَاقَ. Ishaq will be from the righteous ones. And then Allah says, we blessed Nabi Ibrahim by giving him a lot of children. Nabi Ibrahim a.s. had a big progeny, and we blessed his son Ishaq also. How did we bless his son Ishaq? Most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came from the children of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا مُحْسِنٌ وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ. And Allah concludes that particular ruku by saying that from both of them's progeny, remember, there is a muhsin, there is a good doer, there is a virtuous person, in other words, a mu'min. وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ. And on the other hand, you get a person who who will sin, who was plainly a wrongdoer to his soul. In other words, that refers to a kafir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the genuine and sincere believers. Coming to the passage that we recited now in the beginning, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now telling Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأَتَمَّهُمْ, that he passed these tests. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Now, جَزَاءً عَلَى مَا فَعَلَ, as a reward for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passing these tests, Allah says, now I'm going to make you an imam for the people. So now you are a Nabi, you are a Qudwa. In other words, your lifestyle will then be emulated by others. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, but what about my progeny? Are you going to make leaders come from my progeny as well? Allah says, listen, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Yes, but my promise does not extend to the unjust and to the wrongdoers. In other words, Allah is already informing Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that in your progeny there would be those people who will come, but they will be from the ظَالِمِينَ. In other words, the wrongdoers, the kafirin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ جَعَلَ الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And remember when we made the house, in other words, this refers to the Kaaba, mathaba, a resort, a place of refuge for the people, wa amna, and a means or a place of security. If you look at this word mathaba, mathaba means a resort, a place of return. Linguistically, this word comes from the word thaba, and it means to return to a place, to come back to a place again and again. Qurtubi rahimahullah, he reports from Mujahid, he says that you see this word mathaba, he says that when people would go back to their homes after visiting Biladul Haramain Hijaz, they would have a more yearning and longing to come back to the Kaaba. This is the meaning of mathaba, and how true is this? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa amna, a place of security, a place of safety. Safety from what? Here Mufassirin mentioned two things. Safety, number one, safety from adab. In other words, safety from adab, in which sense? The hujjaj, when they perform hajj, their sins are forgiven for them. So in other words, now they are safe from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second meaning, no violence, no crime, no killings can take place in the Haramain Sharifain, in the lands of Hijaz, in Haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guarantee is this in Quran, wa amna, that if there's any killings, then it's outside the Haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ. We know also in jinayat, if a person has to do a certain crime, then sometimes that crime necessitates hadd, it necessitates a punishment from the side of Allah. So this hadd also cannot be executed in the Haram itself. If it has to be executed, it will be outside the Haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Allah says that now what do? You take maqam of Ibrahim, refers to the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as a musalla, as a place of worship. Here also two meanings are given by Mufassirin. Number one, it refers to the entire Haram. So you read salah in the entire Haram by the Kaaba. The second meaning is, وَاتَّخِذُوا, that you take. The station of Ibrahim refers to the stone which Ibrahim alayhi wasalam stood upon while building the Kaaba. So miraculously also, that what we call it, him standing on the stone, that basically it left a print onto the stone as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take that place as a musalla as well. So this refers to after we perform tawaf, then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did the same as reported in sunnah. Then you come near to the maqam Ibrahim. In other words, you stand behind the maqam Ibrahim. You face the Kaaba, you are not facing the maqam Ibrahim. The idea is to stand near and behind the maqam Ibrahim when you're offering the salah after your, which we call wajib tawaf, after your tawaf that is performed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ. We commanded Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, أَن تَهِّرَ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ, that purify my house. For who? For those who will come to make tawaf, for those who will circumambulate the Kaaba. وَالْعَاكِفِينَ, and for those who will come there to seclude themselves. In other words, for those who will come to make i'tikaf by the Haramain Sharifain. وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ, and for those who will perform salah, for those who will perform ruku and make sajda. In other words, for the musallis. So this is the idea why the Kaaba, why the people visit the Haramain Sharifain, to perform tawaf, to make i'tikaf. They are motivated by these deeds to come near, taqarrub ila Allah, to come close and near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The idea is not about vacation, holiday, the hotel we stay in, the food that we eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions it here, that the reason why this Kaaba is there is for tawaf, it's for i'tikaf, and it is for salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill the ada, the haqqa of the place.